Good evening, everybody. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. I am Shane Ozy, and I would like to call to order this meeting of the McKinley Armed Service Memorial Board. Confirm that we do have a quorum present. All members of the board are present, so I don't need to call each name, right, since they're all here? Or do I? Okay, thank you. And our alternate here as well, if somebody taps out in the middle of the meeting. We'll move on to the agenda. Our first item on the agenda is public comments on the agenda item, or public comments on any agenda items. Do we have any public comments on any of the agenda items? All righty. See, I like that. Okay, we'll move on to consent items. Item number 260412, the minutes of the McKinley Armed Service Memorial Board meeting of April 8th. It's in your packet board if you've had a chance to look at them. I'll entertain a motion to approve or amend as necessary.
I make a motion we approve.
Motion by Guy, second by Colin. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Now we'll move on to the report section of the agenda item. These are not action items, but update on the 2026 McKinley Board and Commission member appointments. I guess we have a guest speaker to tell us when we're all getting kicked off.
Hello. Okay. Hello, everyone. I am Tanisha Parchman, the Deputy City Secretary, and I am here to provide you all with an update on the boards and commission appointment process that is currently in process. As many of you know, this is a time of year that McKinley residents that are interested in serving on the board commission have the opportunity to submit an application for consideration. This also includes incumbents who are wishing to continue to serve. They also would reapply. On August 25th, the City Council will begin the process of appointing new members to the boards and commissions with terms that will begin on October 1st, 2026. And currently, the application deadline, the application period is open, and you can submit an application online. And the deadline for application submission is Friday, June 19th. If you are an incumbent that you wish to consider to be considered, you will go log in using your current email address and update your application as needed. Once that application period has closed, those applicants that have been approved will be contacted to confirm their schedules. And appointments, or I'm sorry, not appointments, the application period after it closes, interview sessions. Interview sessions will be held in July. There will be four. Historically, there were six, but we've condensed it down to four, and all those sessions will be held in July. Approved applicants will be contacted for their schedules. And at the conclusion of that, all new and reappointed members must complete open government training as well as any board-specific training prior to the start of their term, which would begin October 1st. In the text file that was provided for this item, there was a chart that noted all of the board members and your expiration terms, your expiration year, as well as your ability for reappointment. Your board consists of seven members with one alternate, with two-year terms with a maximum of 2 years, two consecutive terms based on the board policy. And with that, that is the end of my update, and I will stand for any questions. Yes. Well,
you said that you, are they going to send us the information for us to log in and reapply?
If you have the information, I think we can get that over to Kayla to send out to you all, but it would be, I believe it's Granicus. I can't remember what the exact link is, but if you need it, we can send that out to you.
I guess you mentioned that you have a list of those of us that are going to stay on and those that are terming out, but it's not in here.
Okay.
I'll hand it out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But currently there are three members that have expirations for 2026, and there are two that are eligible for reappointment and one that is not eligible for reappointment. But again, even if you've met your maximum amount of terms, per the board policy, council still has the authority to be able to extend your appointments for an additional term. That's to the council's discretion.
And again, nothing has changed from in the past in the sense that if you're like myself and Shane and Melissa, Paul and Colin, you know, we just got appointed this past year. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to notify the board that we want to continue.
Correct, because this is specifically for the period that we're in now for terms that are expiring in 2026. So this time next year, we'll be talking about you.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they hadn't changed anything. Thank you.
And then just as another note to the board that is not specific to boards and commissions, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, May 19th, at the regular council meeting, there will be a proclamation honoring Military Appreciation Month. So if you are available, it's at the 6 p.m. meeting. We would encourage you and invite you all to join to be present for the proclamation presentation.
That's the 19th?
Yes, sir. If there are no other questions, thank you all and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so everybody's got the list, and so everybody knows, so it looks like our guy, I hate to see you go, but you're maxed, man.
Hey.
But Paul and Jerry, if you guys want to serve again, you'll have to nominate yourselves again and go back in.
We'll do that.
Do that process.
Can we get the
it looks like the rest of us are good until next year.
Okay.
Right? Yep. All right. Cool. Alrighty, we'll move on to item 260414, board and liaison reports. I do not have any pending reports for the board. We'll turn to Parks and Rec.
I will hold my comments until the Memorial Day ceremony.
Okay.
I have one comment. I just wanted to share a picture of the two names that were just added to our Wall of Honor, Timothy K. Collier and Charles Bickley. So they are done, and I, in talking about this, I wanted to mention that, and I don't have the picture pulled up, and I apologize, but we have run out of space in that we have five columns on one side and five columns on the other, and this was the end of the fifth column. So I just wanted to put it before the board that we might want to have a conversation about if we were to add additional names now, where we might want to. We have blank walls on either side of the columns, so I didn't know if we
I guess they were envisioning we could fill that whole thing up.
Sure. Do you want the next?
Hopefully,
name?
We won't have to.
Yeah.
Yes. So. I'll just make a note. That can be a conversation for future date as more names come up. But I just wanted to bring it to your attention and let you know that these two names have been added.
So we're now symmetrical.
We are symmetrical. That's yes. Cool. So it looks nice.
I keep mixing. Is it 440 names now?
I'd have to check. I am working. We had talked last meeting about getting a digital file. I am working on putting that onto a Google drive that we can share and edit if needed. There were and the list is available online as well. There were some of our more recent names. I think these last five aren't on our website currently, but I'm getting with marketing to update that. But I can share that Google Drive next week. There's like 400 and something odd names, yeah.
I know there's 430 something. I think it's probably around 440 now.
I think so. Pretty close. So.
I'll count them.
Okay.
One, two, three. Around the fingers when you do that. All right. Thank you, Kayla. All right. Anything else from Parks Rec? I don't see our city rep here tonight, so we got nothing from the city. All right. Then we'll move on to discussion items. Memorial Day ceremony. If everybody wants to pull out their handy-dandy little spreadsheet of tasks, we'll just run through that real quick to make sure nothing has changed. I assume the mayor is still good?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Gold Star families, we'll see how many show up and want to read, and whoever else, as we normally do, we'll just take volunteers for reading names. Do you know how many?
I'm getting the word out. But it's kind of like they're there. We'll just accommodate them and make sure we give them the page that has their loved one on there. Mm-hmm. I did get word that Tommy Caraway, who was killed in Vietnam, got a Silver Star from Farmersville, that they've reached out to his widow, and which would be the first time. So that would be nice.
Okay. All right. Colin, any luck with the sheriff and a horse?
Horse, no, I'm sorry.
We're horseless?
I don't think that's an option. The only people with the sheriff would be personal, and the lady that does have a horse lives way on the other side of Denton, so.
All right, so we will not have our riderless horse this year, unfortunately. Is what it is. Marty was tracking on the park setup, no issues, nothing's?
No, just some updates on that. So I did reach out for the bell that we were gonna have. I just got word back that there's a new person in charge.
Of the bell.
You know how that goes? But they are reaching out to their battalion group, and they're gonna confirm there shouldn't be an issue with that.
Okay.
I plan to pick that up on Monday, barring everything, so I at least have it in my possession a week before.
Are that now in the new fire station headquarters?
It could be. they even have a.
Somebody put it in a box when they move and have it unboxed.
Yeah, it may be in the new one. So, but I'm in conversations with them. They did promise it to me 2 months ago when I asked for it, and so I'm just following up on their promise. Other than that, we're still good with the layout and platforms. I think we're going to talk a little bit more tonight about some of the layout, what we might want to do for an actual, like, this is where we want to put the stage going forward.
Right.
This is where we put everything.
Okay.
So other than that, we got the gentleman booked to do the sound for us that we always have.
Okay.
We had been asked by someone to have a backup of the national anthem in case something fell through or something happened. So we do have a backup of that as well, but we know that we should be okay with that one. That's it. That's all I got for that.
Okay, great.
Can I suggest a backup for taps as well?
For taps?
I don't think we'll need it, but measure twice, cut once.
Okay, much like our riderless horse, I had no luck in finding any Scottish people with bagpipes that want to play for us, so we won't have bagpipes either this year. So, which that's kind of the two impactful things, but, you know, again, when you don't have a player, you can only do what you can do. So we will not have bagpipes. Jim, still good with the prayer?
Yes, we still have a chaplain.
That's good. Chief, still good with the color guard?
Yes, sir. You said chief, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Chief McFadder. Okay. Melissa, pipe still working? There we go. We're good. Like I said, we do have a bugler, and Colin just asked to get a backup just in case. So we're tracking there. I'm good with the wreaths. Got them all ordered. Spoke to Terry. I'll be picking them up Monday morning before I come over. The names are engraved. That is completed. We've all talked to volunteers, so we'll see if any of them show up and anything they want to do. And then the rest is all city kind of media stuff.
I just wanted to share with everyone that I did get the yard signs delivered.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
There's about 10 of them in there. I believe they're double-sided.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just, if you're okay with it, at our discretion, we'll just kind of lay them out for people during the Byron announcement to kind of see what's happening. Mm-hmm. Activities that are coming down the pipeline, so we'll try and space those out there as soon as we can, and so people get an idea of what's happening there on our date.
Okay.
We've also have some printed off flyers. Caleb put about 50 flyers right now, right there. You may already have a digital copy of this, but if you would like to take some of those tonight, at least there's an envelope. Stick it in there. Take a few. We can always get you more. Send you the copy, and you can print off more.
Okay. Great.
Yes, I also wanted to bring up, there's a copy of the program that's in your agenda packet. If there are any final edits, please speak now or hold your peace. The only thing that has changed from your printout and an edited version that's on the screen in front of you is last year our national anthem singer was not a board member, and you'll see in the physical copy you have that I forgot to add that for Melissa, and so I have edited that, and that will be in the final printout. So if you want to just take a look real quick, if there's anything glaringly wrong, I'd like to know now so that we can go ahead and make edits and have those printed out for the ceremony. Yes, Colin.
We have stories of our heroes, but I thought Mark was only going to tell one.
Yeah.
So can we change that?
Change it to just
a story of a
story of a hero.
Yeah, one of our
heroes. Story. Is that a hero story?
A hero story?
How's that?
A hero story.
A hero story from the wall. Something like, yeah.
Like, y'all decide on the official, how exactly how you want it to.
Just stories of heroes, that's multiple, so.
Mm-hmm. We're only doing the one, right?
A story.
I don't know, this hero story just sounds kind of, I kind of like stories of our heroes, even if only doing one, actually. Because some years we might do two. I don't know. I'm not an English guy. I'm not a word guy anymore. It's ChatGPT.
I got another story. I can get you another one. We were trying to keep.
Oh, we got
it brief.
Plenty. No. I just.
A hero's story. A story of a hero. Hero story.
A story.
The story of a hero.
Yeah, I think that's story of a hero.
One of our heroes from the Wall of Honor.
Yeah, story of a hero, I think works.
Story
of a hero
from the Wall of Honor.
I think the spacing will look odd if it's on the of the Wall of Honor.
Or do we want to say a story from the Wall?
Yeah, just so that they know it's one of the guys who's on the wall.
Story from the Wall or a story of a hero? Which one?
A story from the Wall of Honor. How's that?
Okay. Can you fit that in there?
I'll try.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've not put that with multiple stories. So.
A story from the
it's
wall.
It's up to you.
Yeah, and if you can't fit Wall of Honor, just a story from the wall will work. But yeah, a story from the wall, I think that way it can stay the same year after year.
Gets the point across.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We don't have the fly over there on there good. We don't have to take it off. If it happens, we'll just announce it. I think everything else looks good. Anything else? Anybody? Let me read the fine print at the bottom.
The mayor is going to.
Yep.
Yep.
Is our TAPS FTO Dalton Johnson, right? Shouldn't that, okay, yeah, that's our TAPS. Okay.
You might want to put comma CCSO, Collin County Sheriff's Office.
This is how we've had him listed every time, so I can add that.
Yeah, I mean, he's the, people want to know what FTO, but anyways.
Yeah, they won't. Okay. They'd probably just say deputy. Is he deputy or what?
No, he's a field training officer.
Okay.
Add comma CC.
They're like a lance corporal.
So add comma CCSO.
Yeah.
Change it. Okay.
All right. Last call. Any more changes? Not all those. All right. I think anything else on the task? Nope. All the Legion, DAV, everybody's tracking. We got the story. You already brought us up to date on the bell, so we should have a bell, right? You'll pick it up. And then the flyover, like I said, we're still working. Supposedly it's happening, but we haven't heard from anybody from the actual unit yet, Colin nor I. So I'm going to try one more time tomorrow to find me a squared away NCO there that can say, yeah, sir, it's on our schedule and we're coming or something. So.
Yeah, we got it for 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're coming over at, well, we won't be there. So the only thing that I think I feel the need to bring up, because I'm kind of getting in Byron Nelson volunteer frame of mind, is Monday is the overrun day for the Nelson. So if there's a day that gets rained out, it'll be chaos over there. I don't think we'll have the huge crowds because it's the Monday after. But so I haven't looked at the weather yet. But we just need to keep that in mind. If it rains Thursday or Friday bad enough that it washes them out and they can't get done on Sunday, they will roll over till Monday. Yep. So. We get wet.
Rain or shine.
It's rain or shine. Yeah, the ceremony's rain or shine. We don't really have any way to put up any tents or cover or anything like that. So, we'll just have to work. I mean, if it's absolutely pouring and thunder and lightning, we'd probably call it off. But if it's just a drizzle or something, we'll we'll put on our rain jackets and tough it out. But yeah, I just came up in another conversation the other day about, oh yeah, the rain, you know, no one ever thinks Monday for the golf tournament, but
it's true.
They will do everything they can to get in. They'll play till dark on Sunday night to get it done because they don't have TV, and it's a nightmare for them to go on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, all right, anything else on Memorial Day? All right, thank you everybody for all your work on that. I'm excited to do it on Memorial Day this year, and I'm sure it is going to go wonderfully. All right, next item number 260416. We tabled this from last meeting about discussion on the Veterans Day speaker because Jerry wasn't here, and it was, I think, Jerry, you wanted to talk about the guy that you had recommended or.
Yeah, but I thought I had mentioned that he's got a health issue now, so he won't be available.
Okay.
So all unfortunately, right. That's his situation right now.
Okay, so we're back open to finding a Veterans Day speaker. Okay. Board members, break out your Rolodexes. If you know anybody that it would be appropriate, let's bring it to the June meeting, and we start bouncing around some names so we have enough time to kind of vet through them.
Can we put a board member on there?
I knew who you were thinking. I'm not sure Paul would, you know, you can feel free to nominate a board member. He would have to accept that nomination to be the speaker. Yeah, let's just look across and who you know in town or whatnot or in your Rolodex or somebody to VFW that, you know, might have an interesting story to tell. And we'll bounce that around next month. Okay, so that just stays on the agenda until we get an answer.
Okay.
All right. And next one is also was tabled from last month, 260417, the SOP discussion that we are going to start having. And Jerry, I will toss this down to you again as well.
Okay.
Since you are the motivator.
Okay. All right. Well, I did have the opportunity to spend some time with Kayla, and she was wonderful in pulling everything together. And we reviewed the existing manual. We also have discovered there are probably pieces of it that aren't electronic. So we really do have to put something together, to say the least. But we do have a template to start from. With that said, I think that she laid out, and I think it was on here. I'm trying to figure out where it was. Oh, yeah, here it is. We needed to address some things that clearly were not in the manual, but there were elements of it that were hinted in the manual. So, for example, the city requires that over a certain number of people, you've got to have an evacuation plan for your event. So even though there was a document in the manual, you know, we didn't see anything that actually said, well, this is the plan and this is what we would tell people and here's who's responsible on the day of the event to make the decisions to tell the public what to do. So we didn't see any of that. So that led to another part of the conversation where I asked her, did they have anything like a RACI model, which is, I don't know how many people are familiar with that, but you know, it's a Capgemini model from consulting that says, this person's responsible, this person needs to be consulted, this person needs to be informed, this person needs to be accountable, right? That way we have clarity among the board members as to who's responsible for the various things at various times, right? And also our city partners as to what they're responsible for, accountable for, need to be consulted on and all of that, as related to having to execute all of these events flawlessly for the city and for, you know, the veterans and their families. So with that said, I think that led to us thinking that we should have not necessarily one big book, but maybe two or three things. One thing being the site plan, a clear, articulated site plan that says for this event, this is what the site's gonna look like. And if it looks exactly the same for the other one, that's fine. But laying out, you know, where everything goes, where, you know, what the physical layout is, what the emergency exit strategy is for the site, that kind of thing. And that would be something that, you know, again, we would review, you know, once a year. You know, if nothing's changed, we just sign off and say nothing's changed. Then another piece would be having clarity around vendors, because when new people join you, I have no idea who you're talking to, right? Like, I'm a new guy, so I don't know anything. So just the documentation, because again, when people, not age off, that's not nice, right? So say roll off of the board, then, new people would know, okay, here's what the contacts look like, here's who we've moved it to in the interim, right? So that's another piece. And then I think in the standard procedures for the board really revolves around, sort of this document, but spelled out a little more formally. And with that said, based on a conversation I just had with Mark before the meeting started, one other thing popped into my head. In addition to, say, having that RACI overview, it also seems like maybe we need to have a flexibility chart. And again, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with that idea, but in all the operations I ever ran, the flexibility chart was very important because you had the names of the people listed at the top, you had the tasks down the side, and that way we're easily able to see how many people are cross-trained to do X, Y, or Z. So for example, we're having a conversation about the air boss role. How many people could do that if someone, suddenly wound up sick that morning? Could we easily identify who's going to do that, right? And this allows you to see that across the people who are here. And it also allows you, if we know someone's going to be rolling off the board in X number of months, it also allows us to decide, okay, who are we going to cross-train to do whatever, Fred was doing before Fred leaves, right? So we don't lose any progress or relationships or things like that. So anyway, that was basically, I think, the conversation. What would you like to add, Kayla?
Well, Marty and I are here to support the board. So I think I'm going to let y'all lead the discussion. Mm-hmm. I did, in talking with Jerry, we had some questions clarified. So I spoke with our special events team. And we're not required to pull a special events permit for this because one, it's our own property and it's a parks event. And also the size of our event does not necessarily warrant, we don't have to close any streets down kind of thing. So that is one thing that's good. We don't have to worry about that. They did share with me their emergency preparedness plan, safety and emergency preparedness plan. This is a mock-up from Juneteenth. I'm happy to walk through it. I didn't print a physical copy because it was quite lengthy, and some of the sections don't really apply to us. You'll see here there's a section for food tents and generators. That's not something that we'll have at this event, but there are probably, this is a good example. And I can share this digitally as well, but we can scroll through it and talk it out if you'd like. And it's on the screens in front of you.
Yeah, and when I sat with her and reviewed this, because this came up when we were talking, and we said, well, do we have something in writing? I assume the city had something. She did reach out to the appropriate party. They did provide this, and it did look like a good start because we could just excise out the pieces that don't apply to us, and then we have, a standardized document that we know what it is, and if for some reason things change down the road, then, we can update the document as needed. The only thing I'm thinking of is that, again, it's a little bit of my past life, but I think because the public is involved, we always have to have safety at the top of our list of things that are going on. And we are living in a time where, again, we're at war right now. So I don't think we should ignore it. Don't think it's, we should be paranoid or anything. But I do think it's something that we need to keep in mind anytime you gather lots of people somewhere. The other thing that I think about is the fact that McKinney is a growing city. So how long will our event stay the size it is? I don't know. But at some point, it may become larger, and then it needs a framework that is flexible enough to address that change. So I think this structure would allow us to do that and, keep everything in a good working order, whether people roll on and off and whether the city gets bigger and things like that. So anyway, that's my thoughts on it. So any concerns or additional thoughts?
No, I...
concerns, but I would say that following that standard format that the city already has...
Yes.
Is a huge plus.
Yeah.
Right? And it'll expedite getting it done.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. No, I agree. Plagiarism is a form of flattery, in my opinion. So we got a format. There's no reason for us to recreate the wheel, right?
Yeah, correct.
What I would ask is, Kayla, if you could send that to all of us digitally so we can kind of look at it. And I guess it's probably a procedural question. I think trying to hash this out during a meeting is probably
difficult.
Too hard.
I would agree.
But I think we can do working groups, right? Like, not the whole board, or maybe there's three or four of us get together as a working group.
Yes.
Right, we can do that. Great. As long as we don't make any decisions and all that kind of stuff, or?
Yeah, four or more constitutes a quorum, so three or less is appropriate, yes.
We can have a working group of four, huh?
No, four.
What if we're not making any decisions and no formal agenda, just working?
You just work.
No, I would have to double check on that.
Yeah, if you can just double check, see, because that's what I would like to do. I like to put together, a small little working group of three or four of us, three, four if we could, maybe even five. Or maybe it's all seven of us, but again, it's just not a formal meeting. It's we sit in a room for an hour or two, go through stuff, make all our things.
Yes.
And that way we're not taking the public's time. We can do it, not being on TV or whatever else. I think we'd have time to prepare. So if you could double check if there's a loophole that we could have a working group meeting of what size.
Okay.
And then we could put it on the calendar and see who's available to do it, whether it's an evening, during the day, it could be anywhere, at the library, at somebody's house, whatever. So we can actually then, like I said, I think then we have a freer flow exchange of ideas and be able to get notes and stuff down.
Okay, I'll double check on that, and I will, I'll send this document out digitally, and then as soon as I get that answer, I will send that out as well.
Okay.
So. How many pages is this?
Eight.
This is eight pages. I don't think ours would need to be nearly this long. I think a lot of the answers are already on here for us. Rain, you'll see if it's a rain or shine event. I would imagine our events would be the same. Severe thunderstorms, tornado, I would assume that our procedures would be in line with some of our existing ones. So, it's quite lengthy. I know I'm scrolling through it quickly.
Like I said, everything you're scrolling, all through the bottom part of it really is probably going to remain the same, right? All the stuff about weather and injury and illness, it's the top part where we talk about food trucks and all that kind of stuff that we won't, like I said,
exactly
aren't part of ours.
Yes,
so.
And you'll see there's an active attack section here as well, and physical disagreement, lost and missing child. So it's quite lengthy, which is good and necessary for a large event. But yes, I could send this out and y'all can look through it and add and take away what you want. So.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay. Again, thanks, Jerry, for spearheading this. Like I said, it'll take us a little while to do it. I wish we had an old talk in a command group. We'd knock it out in 2 hours and have it distributed to the battalion in no time, right? okay. So, good on that. Anything else on SOPs or any of that stuff? Okay. I won't ask for volunteers for the working group until we can find out how big it's going to be.
Yes. Okay.
All right. That completes all of our business, so we will go to public comments regarding members that are not on agenda. Anybody in the audience that has comments or questions? We do have a few attendees tonight. No? Maybe. No? Okay. If that then completes our meeting. Any other boards? I'll go through any comments. I don't know where Mark went, but Jerry, anything else?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Dave?
I'm good.
Guy?
Nope.
Colin?
I'm good.
Paul, you good? Everybody's good from the board? All righty. Liaison here, any last alibis from Parks and Rec?
Amy, wish she could have been here tonight.
Sure she
gives
does.
You her sentence.
I'm sure she's heartbroken that she's not. Oh, but that's okay. We do miss Amy. All right. Then I will call for a motion to adjourn at 6:35.
I make a motion.
Motion from Guy. Second from?
I'll make a second.
From Colin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then we are adjourned.
Okay. Hit the gavel.
All right.